I believe that we should develop mission statements at all levels of the organization to be in alignment with each other. Another question. What's the difference between values and principles? Well, realistically, in most situations, I find they're basically the same. But many times you get a social value system that is not based upon principles. For instance, I saw an older woman get mugged in a large city. She was knocked down. They grabbed her purse, a gang, one person who switched it to another. The whole thing was over in just a few seconds. Can you imagine the mission statement of that mugging gang? I'll bet it sounded like many other mission statements. Don't you? Loyalty, cooperation, ingenuity, creativity, flexibility, profitability, speed to market. If caught, don't think. You can imagine what that mission statement would sound like. That's called a social value system. But the question is it based upon the natural law of respect for person and property? It isn't. One way I know that there's a difference between values and principles is to study the works of Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. The main sticking point between the two of them dealt with the source of conscience. Freud believed it was a social product. In other words, it came from society, from one's upbringing. Jung acknowledged that there's such a thing as a social conscience, but he also believed that there was a deeper conscience. He called it the collective unconscious. I agree with Jung. I think that Freud was wrong on this point, absolutely wrong. And I'll tell you another reason why I do. In working literally with thousands of organizations and through our own organization with many, many other people involved working with their organizations, we have found something very interesting. If you can get enough people gathered together to develop mission statements, and if you have these conditions, they can interact freely, they feel secure and safe, not fearful of being embarrassed or censored or recriminated against, and also if they're fully aware of the realities of their problems, the full reality of their situation, guess what the mission statements look like? They all basically are the same. Not the vision part of the mission statement, because that is always unique to each company or each organization or each department, but the values part of the mission statement. And they're always based on principles. I have never seen that not happen. So it gives me tremendous confidence in the power of people when you have sufficient openness of communication and sufficient time for people to tap into their consciences, this collective unconscious, that they will eventually detect those principles that are sound and that are natural.